Now the news in detail with Brian Jennings.
Two men are due before Ballymena Magistrates Court later this morning, charged in connection with the murder and disappearance of 21-year-old Chloe Mitchell in Northern Ireland. Last night, human remains were found during the search for Miss Mitchell, who went missing from County Antrim on the 3rd of June. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The two suspects had been arrested in recent days. In the early hours, police confirmed both were due in court, charged in connection with the murder of Chloe Mitchell. A 26-year-old man has been charged with her murder, a 34-year-old man with assisting offenders. Both will appear in court in Ballymena this morning. Chloe Mitchell was last seen over a week ago, caught on CCTV making her way through the town. She was reported missing several days later, and extensive searches were carried out, concentrating on dense undergrowth along the Braid River. Last night, the police confirmed that they had found human remains, and while there'd been no formal identification, a murder investigation had been launched. Conor McCauley, RTÉ News, Belfast.
10 people have died in a bus crash in the Australian town of Greta, located around 180 kilometres northwest of Sydney. Police have arrested a 58-year-old man who was driving the bus. 25 other passengers were injured in the incident. All on board were travelling for a wedding. It's Australia's deadliest road accident in 16 years, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese describing the incident as a tragedy. The Irish Refugee Council has described the accommodation crisis for people seeking international protection as a new low in the history of refugee protection in Ireland. A report by the charity outlines the escalation of homelessness over the past 5 months, resulting in hundreds being forced to sleep rough. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Kennedy.
This latest report by the Irish Refugee Council highlights the impact of homelessness on people who seek international protection here and the unsafe conditions many have endured since January. It follows a pause by the government on taking people into the City West transit hub at the start of the year, which resulted in almost 1,400 individuals seeking international protection without an offer of accommodation on arrival. The Irish Refugee Council has outlined the experiences of some of those sleeping on the streets, fearing for their safety, with little guidance about where to go or what to do. The report points out that government departments simply didn't prepare adequately for the situation, and it has called for an all-of-government response with greater interdepartmental cooperation and communication. International protection applicants are not included in the monthly homeless figures published by the Department of Housing. The Irish Refugee Council has said the decision to respond to two groups of people experiencing homelessness with separate policies on the grounds of their different status or nationality risks being discriminatory and is not tenable.
The government is being urged to use October's budget to tackle energy poverty and break Ireland's dependence on fossil fuel for home heating. The call comes ahead of the National Economic Dialogue, which takes place in Dublin Castle today. The conference will see government leaders, charities, trade unions and business groups gather to discuss priorities ahead of Budget 2024. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The theme of this year's National Economic Dialogue is the economy in 2030 and will focus on longer-term factors that will shape economic trends and drive living standards in the future. Ahead of the meeting, 27 social, environmental and voluntary organisations have issued a joint statement describing the high numbers of people who are struggling to heat their homes as an unprecedented crisis. The groups want October's budget to include social welfare increases, as well as measures to tackle cold homes and reduce energy bills, such as retrofitting and more efficient social and affordable housing. Social Justice Ireland, meanwhile, is calling for Budget 2024 to be split in two, with once-off windfall tax gains being accounted for separately. The National Women's Council has urged the government to invest in childcare and public services to tackle systemic inequalities.
The National Museum is reminding the public that the discovery of archaeological objects must be reported by law. It follows the recent conviction of a man before Dundalk District Court for the possession of archaeological artefacts. Our North East correspondent, Laura Hogan.
Silver medieval coins, part of a medieval horse harness and a detection device were among more than 60 artefacts seized by Gardaí during this investigation. The National Museum said they became aware a person may have been in possession of the objects through social media posts. At the end of May, a man was convicted under Section 4 of the National Monuments Act before Dundalk District Court, and he was fined €1,000. The museum is now reminding the public that all archaeological objects without a known owner are the property of the state, and that any such discoveries must be reported to them by law within 96 hours. It's also warned against the unlicensed use of metal detectors to search for artefacts, saying it poses a serious risk to Ireland's archaeological heritage. The seized items are now in the possession of the National Museum, which is continuing its work to analyse and research them.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be warm and humid with a mix of cloud and some sunny spells. Scattered showers in the east at first, spreading west later. Heavy or thundery falls are likely in some parts, with potential for spot flooding. Highest temperatures, 20 to 25 degrees.